Okay. We got a little sidetracked with Pigul. And Pigul, by the way, is fundamental throughout the entire Kachim, Zvachim, Menachis, always back to Pigul. But today I would like to discuss a little bit the concepts of Zrika. And through that, we'll hit Pigul, of course, well, because Gemara brings it in. But through that, I think we get to the understanding what Zrika is and how it affects the carbon, why that's the main part of the carbon. So the Mishnah says in Daf Chavav Amid Aleph on the bottom, which is the top on the sheet. Nosni al gabi akeves shaloi kineged ayisoid. If you take the dam and you put it either al gabi akeves on the ramp, in other words, you don't put it in its proper place, you make the Zrika in a ramp, or shaloi kineged ayisoid, not against the yisoid of the mizbeach in the wrong place, or nosanes and isanim lamata lamala ves and isam lamala lamata, the ones that have to be lamala mechuta sikra you sprinkle below, or the ones below you sprinkle on top, as another sanim bifnim bachuz and sanim bachuz bifnim posel vein by karis, which means the carbon is no good, but there's no karis, you did the wrong zrika, posel vein by karis, says the Gemara Amar Shmuel. Psul basal, aval bailim niskapu, says Rashi, omishmul, posul litani masnisin, abosokoi, which means the food, the meat, the animal, the carbon, cannot be eaten. Aval bailim niskapu. Last week we learned, if you do shalai lishma, then it's kosher, veloi olu lebailim nishem chayva, which means it's kosher, but it's not, you can eat it. But it's not lishma. You do not mechaper. You have to do the carbon again. Here, you don't have to do the carbon again. You did this zrika in the wrong place on the mizbeach. You do not have to do the carbon again. Bailim niskapru. When it says pasul, it means that a meat cannot be eaten. It becomes a psul in the basar. So Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason? Don't mark up because the pasuk says, v'ani nosativ lechem al mizbeach lechaper kivin shigia dam le mizbeach. Niskapu abaylim, says Rashi al mizbech. Kol mizbech shav elinu kapara. So since the pasuk says vani nesatu lechem al mizbech lechaper, it means as soon as it hits the mizbech, there is a kapara. Even if it's in the wrong place, it's a kapara, and the carbon you fulfilled your kapara enough to bring a new carbon. So the Gemara says, yach, if that's the case, basar nami. So the meat also should be eaten because after all you fulfilled the carbon. Why it says Lechape is good, the entire mizbeach is good enough, so why is it not good for the basar? On makra, the pasuk says, lechaper, lechapar in the sativ, veloy ledova achel, that the mizbeach is only kapara, but not anything else, says Rashi. Lechapar in the sativ, hikshesi kol mekomez the mizbeach shovin, that all the places in the mizbeach are equal, but veloy ledova achel, shete zrike chashuv alate babaso, the zriku de shaylo, the chsevedam tzpeach ishbach, which means generally you're speaking only after a kosher zrika. Only after you fulfill all four avodas in the carbon. That's when you can eat the basar. So here the pasuk says, no. Then here it says, lechapor nesativ v'loy ledova acher, that it's a kapara, it's a zrika, which is a kapara in the carbon, but it's not going to allow the meat to be eaten. Al meksovar, in other words, you can eat the meat. Nevertheless, amuksava shaloyvim koymoi kim koymoi dami. That the main thing is that even though you cannot eat the meat, that not pasul basar, but the kapara nesativ, and therefore shaloyvim koymoi kim koymoi, which means any place which is not the right place in the mizbeach is kim koymoi, fulfills the zrika anywhere in the mizbeach shaloyvim koymoi kim koymoi dami. Skip to the bottom of the gemara. The gemara asks a question. Meisvei, I'll ask you kasha. Listen. What's halacha? The halacha is that if a person does a machsheves pigul, what's a machsheves pigul? For those that remember Zvachim well enough, what's a machsheves pigul? Aryeh, what's a machsheves pigul?
You're
going to eat the carbon la'achar zmanoi, correct? That's one form of pigul, or either any of the four avoidas, shchita, kabbalah, zrika, or halacha, halacha, zrika, shrika, Kabbalah, halacha, zrika, you have kavana to eat the carbon chutz lizmanoi, correct? Or any of the three avodas, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, you have kavana to be zoyreg the dam chutz lizmanoi. That's pigul. If you do that, then if you eat the meat, you chayv karis. Right? That's the concept of pigul. We learn it from a pasuk, lo yechoshev avoyna yisa, pasuk pigul makes it karis. So now the Gemara asks a question, meisvei, chishev liten, es hanisonin lemala, lemato, or lemala, lemato, lemala. If you had kavona, look at Rashi, chishev, koyin kosher, that's relevant to the Gemara before. But somebody who did avoyda, had intention, liten es hanisonin lemato, lemala, to sprinkle it in the wrong place, says Rashi. Sheshochat oikibel or heilich amnas lizrek hazrika shleibim kaimoi. In other words, you had a machshava doing one of the avodas to make a zrika, not shleibim manoi, but shleibim kaimoi la altar right away, not tomorrow shleibim manoi, but now. So I did a shchita with the kavana to do a zrika, chutz shleilim kaimoi, not in the right place of the mizbeach. So then, la alter, it's kosher. Says Rashi, to a gimel, im chishev amnas lizrek, shleilim kaimoi hayoim, today, to make a zrika not in the right place, it's kosher. Why? Di'inam zrika psuli, because even if you tell me that zrika shleilim kaimoi is a posel zrika, and the meat is no good, Even if you say shleimim kaimai is lavkim kaimai, and it's not a good carbon, but nimtze shavat shara avoides amnas lizrek esadam bipsul kosher hu bizrika again is bim kaimai kidam rinon bemishto kalapsulim ena machsheve poseles ela chutz lizmanoi or chutz lim kaimai upetze vechato shleimishman, which means that machsheve pasuls only zrika chutz lizmanoi or chutz limkoimoi on the achilas basar, I think that is, and pigul is only the chutz lizmanoi anyway. So in other words, at the end of the day, if you have a machshava to make the zrika today, not chutz lizmanoi, in the wrong place, no problem, no harm done. At the end of the day, you made the zrika in the right place. So just because you had a machshava shchita on something on the wrong place, that's not a machsheves pigul. It's kosher completely. It's provided you at the end you made a kosher zrika. That's what the mission says. Chishev liten es nisan lemala lemato lemato lebalo. You had a machshava chutz on the wrong place on the zrika today, so there's no pigul over here. And the end you made a good zrika, kosher, no harm done. That's still no good, still pigul. Correct. But here, you did it the right time, and your machshava was not a machshava pigul, because it's not in the right place, the mizbeach is not a machshava pigul. Kosher, no problem, there's no argument in that. Chozav v'chishev. If, however, after you made that initial shchita with the machshava of the zrika in the wrong place, today, so no harm done, you went then, chozav, and then you went ahead. V'chishev. Ba'avoyda shniya, the second avoyda, amnas lo'oich le'chutz limkoimoi, pasav ein chayav k'chayav k'chayav z'alachilosoi. So then by the second avoyda, you said, okay, now I'm doing it with intention of eating it, chutz limkoimoi, so that's pasav ve'ein b'ikaris. Not pigul, pasav ve'ein b'ikaris. That's halacha. Chutz limkoimoi, pasav the machshava. Since the first one, there was no harm done, nothing bad was done, so the second machshava is a regular machshava's chutz limkoimoi, and that's possible aim by chorus. But chutz lizmanoi, pigul v'chayav and alav chorus. If the second machshava you did with the intention of making the zrika chutz lizmanoi, so that's already pigul v'chayav and alav chorus. Because in other words, the first machshava I did, chutz limkoimoi, is meaningless. I had a machshava to do the zrika not in the right place. That's not a problem. And then I make another avoida, the halacha or the kabbalah with a machshava's chutz lizmanoi. That's a case of pigul. It's a classic case of pigul. That's the first thing. No, the first case chutz lizmanoi. It's possible the aimba karis chutz lizmanoi pigul v'chiyav and elav karis. You following, Joe?
Yeah, but the last.
Yeah, the first, because you didn't just turn a page in the Gemara. Chazer v'chishev, chutzlim kaimai, pasul v'ein by kavis. What? Correct. Correct. So that is pasul. Pasul v'ein by kavis, correct. But chutz is manai, pig of a chavel of kavis. That makes sense. Now, if, however, you had a machshava, the first machshava you had to make the zrika in the wrong place, you shechted it with the intention of making the zrika in the wrong place tomorrow. So now we say that's called a machshavas pigul. So lemachor, if you had a kavana to shech to make a zrika tomorrow in the wrong place, puzzle, no good. Chazav chishev bein chutzes manoi bein chutzim koimoi puzzle bein boikares. So now, in other words, says Rashi, lemocha puzzle, hey, avalim oisa machshava shechishev avoyde rishoina liten es enesel lemata lemala chishev lizrak asrik lemocha puzzle. Etc. Fine. Shari shachat amasul miyachdom lemocha. So it's possible. But chaza v'chishev ba'avoyed shniya bein chutzis mana bein chutzim koimoi possible vein boi kares. Why? Da ifsa lei b'machshove kamaisa v'su lechay le'pigol d'lai kovu kol matirov. Which means, you know, kachem as well, that the only time something is pigol is if all the other avoidas were done correctly. But if there's loy korvu kol matirov, which means there are other wrong machshavas which passel the carbon, then it can never be pigul and chayev karis. In other words, machshavas moitziyos zu mizu, like the Gemara says throughout Zvachim. Which means, if you do something the wrong way, or you have a machshava psula on another avoider, then the avoider that you have the pigul on is not going to count as pigul, it's pasul be'en boy karis. So the Gemara says basically, the second case, if the first shechita they did with the intention of making the zrika shalai bim koimai tomorrow, and then you went ahead and the second avoida you did with the machsheves pigul zrika chutz lizmanoi, so the Gemara says, it's not pigul. Why is it not pigul? Because it's already no good from the first machsheva. So the Gemara has a question. No. Yeah, it is chutz manoi. Yeah. Well, chutz manoi in the wrong place. So the Gemara's question is that if you tell me, so the Gemara said like this: Lemocha pasul chazal v'chishev ben chutz manoi chutz manoi gaimim pasul vein makos. So the Gemara's question is: V'isha leibim koimoi kim koimoi dami. If you tell me that the shleibim koimoi of the mizbech is kim koimoi dami, which means that when you had the first machshava lemachar on to sprinkle it in the wrong place, and that's called kim koimoi dami, correct? So then that's a machshavas, regular machshavas pigul, because shalai kim koimoi dami. So then I did a machshavas, full machshavas pigul by the first machshava, and then why the second machshava we have again a machshavas pigul? That should be a regular classic pigul, a double pigul. Pigul by the first machshava, and a pigul by the second machshava. If you tell me, shalaykim kaimai, skim kaimai dami, so when I shechted the first time with a machshava to do it tomorrow, chutz manoi, and to do it in the wrong place, and wrong place is okay for the mizbeach, we said it's a good carbon. The buster is not good, but it's a good carbon. So if it's a good carbon, so then that means I had a machsheves pigul the first time. So why when I have a second time a bona fide machsheves pigul, we say sorry, the carbon is already no good, and therefore the second machsheves pigul doesn't count. After all, the first shalai kim kaimai is kim kaimai dami. So we said, yeah, the butter is not goy lachila, you can't eat the meat. But it's a regular carbon, kosher, and it's miskapu bailim. So then, skapu bailim, the first one was a regular machshavas pigul, the second one was a machshavas pigul. Why isn't that good enough? That's the Gemara's question. I'm not making it up. Says the Gemara, v'ish leibim kaimim kim kaimim dami, hai posel pigulu. Why is only posel the second one? It should be pigul.
Well, I understand it. Which
Paul
says, very limited din,
shlom kaimim kaimim
dami, only
legabe
the kapara.
But it's a regular carbon.
The fact that the meat can't be eaten reflects there's other problems.
So then, okay, so you can't eat the meat. So what? So what? You can't eat the meat.
The karma's not perfect.
But Gemara says the regular full carbon, just you cannot eat the meat. So you cannot eat the meat. So what? It's a good carbon. Niskapu bailim.
I'm not saying why. So what? The fact that you can't eat the meat.
So the Gemara answers the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Amar Mazutra. Amar Mazutra. Yeah, the Briskov has that right. In fact, okay. Amar Mazutra. Says Mazutra. You know why we say that the second one is not a pigul? Because zrika deshalya basa bachila maisi lidei pigul. Zrika deloishalya basa bachila loy maisi lidei pigul. At the end of the day, you have to make a zrika which zrika is that's going to allow a meat to be eaten, that's going to bring it to pigul. But if the meat cannot be eaten, Then zrika lo shaya bas bachila lo maisi lide pigul. So in other words, a pigul on something which cannot be eaten anyway, for a different reason, because this carbon cannot be eaten because you did it chutz l'mkaymai. So you did it shleim l'mkaymai, even though kimkaymai dami. There's one problem. What's the one problem? The meat cannot be eaten. If the meat cannot be eaten, that cannot be pigul. Says the Gemara. Because the pasuk says, the pigul is if it's going to eat it after he had a machsheves chutz manoi from you can eat from the meat. That's pigul. Misha piguloi goyrem loy. Only do I say something is pigul if the pigul causes it that you're not allowed to eat the meat. Yotzazeh shein piguloi goyrem loy el isadov acher. Here is something else that causes the meat not to be eaten. Before I got to my machsheves pigul, there's something else that caused the meat not to be eaten. What caused the meat not to be eaten? The shalai bim koimoi. That tells me already I cannot eat the meat. So then the second time when I make my machsheves pigul, it's not a good pigul. Why? Because the meat is forbidden to be eaten anyway, already because of shalai bim koimoi. So therefore, there's a ptur. Therefore, we say the pigul doesn't count. A new halach in pigul. Pigul only applies if the pigul causes you not to eat the meat. But if you're doing pigul on something where the meat cannot be eaten and for a different reason, this case, which shalai bim koimoi, such a thing, we don't say pigul. But not for the meat. We said, Shmuel said, bailim is a good carbon, miskapu. But meat is also bachila, we said, the Gemara said before. We learn it from a pasuk. So if the meat is lem kaimai the meat, lechapor and asatif, veloy ledava acher. So if the meat cannot be eaten anyway, because it's lem kaimai, then such a thing, pigul cannot take effect. Special ptur, pigul does not work unless you can eat the meat anyway. Yes?
Well, why is it special limit? Why say anus or chalas? Meat's already asr.
Say it like that. I have a better question. Much better question. Comes along, look in Rashi. Well, comes along to Briskov and asks a question. I go straight to the Briskov before I get to Taisus even. So wait a second. Over here, the Gemara tells me, what's the limud of the Gemara? The Gemara says, Misha pigulei goram loy. Then when do I say that pigul helps? Pigul is considered pigul. If the pigul caused you, then you cannot eat the meat. But if something else caused you not to be able to eat the meat, shulayim kaimai, then pigul does not take effect. That's what the Gemara learns. Correct? Ask the Biskarov, wait a second. In our case, that would make sense that if I had a machsheves pigul at the time of Shechita, I'm going to throw the dam chutz l'zmanoi. So then pigul, correct? And then at the time of Zrika, I threw it shalai l'mkaimai. Does that meat become pigul now or not? Then the Gemara says, wait a second. This meat is already forbidden to be eaten anyway. Because you made this zrika shleim kaimai. So then the pigul would not take effect. That's what he's coming to tell me. I get that. In our case, did he actually throw it shleim kaimai? Or the first machshava that he had at the time of the shechita was to throw it shleim kaimai? It was only a machshava b'shas shechita to throw it shleim kaimai. But it didn't actually become a zrika shleim kaimai. So the meat didn't actually become Asa Bachila. So why does the second pigul not take effect? No, every time you have pigul.
That
is pigul.
No, no,
But here it's a Ptur and Pigul. Pigul doesn't take place. Misha, Pigul, I got him like.
Every time you have Pigul, let's say the Kohen has mind to do the Zrika tomorrow. And he goes and does the Zrika today.
Correct.
Still Pigul.
Yeah, because the Machshav is, because the Machshav is Pigul.
So the
Machshav Shalem Krem is not going to make it. Misha, Pigul, I got him like. Yasa Zeshain, Pigul, I got him like. There is no Pigul, I got him like. There's nothing that makes meat forbidden to eat him. The first Machshav should be mighty from the second Machshav. There's no Pigul, I got him like. Bomb kasha, Joe. You had a question? Look in numbers.
Is if it makes the carbon not completely valid.
What does that mean?
You can eat the meat, or you can't.
So therefore, what?
You can't eat the meat.
Slow down.
Therefore, people doesn't.
Slow down.
But if I just have the makshava for another place, it hasn't already answered the meat.
So that's a question. No, you're not answering it.
It hasn't answered the meat. So, that's why
but the Gemara says it doesn't work. The Gemara says it doesn't work. Because if you had a machshava at the first time to make it shalaylim kaimai, then that's enough already to be called that when I do have the machshava spiegel, the pigel didn't cause it, something else caused it ready to eat the meat. What do you mean? It was never forbidden yet. Look in number 3 in the sheet. You'll see the question very clearly. Rashi, by the way, Rashi says already, not really Rishrav, Rashi says it, sorry, if you turn to a number over here, by the star and the arrow, I should have done Rashi inside, Chav Zayin. Misha Pigula Garamai, Shalai Yoichal, when the Pigul causes it, Shalai Yoichal, who the Koi Ba'avoina Tisa? When do I say something is Pigul? When the Pigul causes it, then you cannot eat the meat. Yotza Boso, Shenizrak Adam Shalaibim Koimai, it comes to exclude a piece of meat that the dam was thrown Shalaibim Koimai, the Issa Zriki Shalaibim Koimai, Garamai Shalai Yoichal. Hilkoch ein chayav al pigul leikaris. Right, that's a classic case. That's what the Gemara says. V'naftalan ma'acha, and we learn from over here. The chishev bezrika shelay bimkaymai. Amnas lechol oil hagdil ma'acha lehavim machshev bezrika leinim pigul. In other words, a if you have a machshev bezrika shelay bimkaymai in order to eat it tomorrow, that's not called pigul. I get that part. Okay, that's the first part. In other, if I make a zrika with the machshava to do tomorrow shleim kaimoi, then that's called that. There's no pigul on that. Oh, got that? Because you want to make that pigul, and that's anyway not going to pass the meat. Because shleim kaimoi, I get that. Umina. And from here we also learn ki chishev b'shchita amnas lasa zrika zu chutz manoi loy have machshava b'zrika mefageles. That if the first machshava was a zrika to make it chutz kaimoi tomorrow, then that's not going to make a machshava enough. That if you do pickle afterwards, it's going to be good. Question is why? It says number 3 on the third page. Misha begula garim, ino kechish v'shchita, amnas lasa chizik v'chutzman, tzach iyum. This is Reb David Soloveitchik, who really says his father shirim. Eich daik mino, hamayd, you have it? On top. Shiurei Rabbeinu Meshulam David Alevi. Got it?
Number 1
on the sheet, the third page. Yeah. Tzach iyum. After we start finishing Gemara, we start with the things. Tzach iyum. Eich daik mina hamaydi alfinon hu. What we're learning, the beinon shemachsheves hapigul tifsel es habaso v'lo yisro achir. Right? Pigul means if the pigul makes the meat no good and not something else. Bish vimkein bishleim meichishay b'shasha zorek shleibim kaimoi. So I agree. Let's say at the time of the zrika shleibim kaimoi, you had a machsheves pigul. I get that. If at the time when you made a zrika shalayim kaimai, you had a machshava to eat tomorrow the carbon, chutz manai, so then the meat already became also because it was zrika shalayim kaimai. Aval kishem mechashay bishchita lizreg lemachav shalayim kaimai, harei libesoyv zorak bim kaimai. V'nimse d'isa abasa negram, rak machmas apigol, v'loy machmas davachir, v'amailu have a pigol. That's question number 1. Question number 2, Tosfos, 2 questions. Tosfos says, wait a second. If you're telling me that that there's a svara that tells me mishe pigulei goyrim lei, which means, in general, a new halacha, that pigul only applies if because of the pigul, the meat becomes asur. But if the meat is also for a different reason, then you'll never have the loch of pigul of kares, right? That's our Gemara, right? Question number 1, even a machshava, question number 1. Question number two, the Bishrav says, or the Tosfos asks the question, wait a second, there's a Gemara, Chavteson Veis, which the Gemara learns from a Pasuk, Minayin, that Machshavos Moitziyai Zumi Zu, which means, there's a halach of Korvu Kol Matirov, which means that if you want to have a Machshavos Pigul, only applies is everything else was done correctly. But if other things, let's say had a Machshava, the time of Shechita, to have a Chutzis Mamon, Pigul, and then a time of a halacha, I have a Machshava Shalei Lishma, so what's a halacha? Machshava is Moitziyai Zumi Zu. Once there's another Machshava on the carbon, which makes the carbon forbidden anyway, then pigul doesn't apply anymore. I eat the meat, I'm not chayv karas. No pasal anyway, it has to be just the pigul, nothing else. And Gemara learns it from a pasuk from lo yechashev. So Tosfos asks the question, why do you need a pasuk to tell me lo yechashev? The meat already becomes us anyway, because any other machshava is going to make the meat no good anyway. See, if you tell me, once the meat is no good, you can't eat the basar, then machshava is, then what's the name? There's no din pigul, that's what this Gemara is telling me. Question number one, you understand today's question? What don't you understand? You lost me already. Where did you lose me? It's a simple question. There's a halacha, the Gemara learns that if you have a machshavas pigul at time of shechita, correct? Not our case, regular case of pigul. I make this shechita with a machshava to make this rika chutzis manai. Got it. Now, if I do everything else correct, and I eat the meat, what's halacha? Chayv karas. Pigul is chayv karas. Correct? Let's say before I do that, the time of the halacha, I have a machshava shalei lishma. So the Gemara says, in such a case, everything is possible, but there's no karas. Why is no karas? Why didn't pigul take effect? No, the Gemara, that's what we're saying now. But the Gemara learns from a different pasuk that machshava is mitziyah zumi zu. That pigul only means pigul if everything else is done correctly. If there's another psul in the carbon, then there's no inner pigul.
Machshava
lo lishma. What? What? Yeah, you're a chanan, because it's not pigul. That's Tosfos' question. Why do you need a separate limud? No, our case is that before our Gemara, so there's halacha that when you do pigul, all the Gemaras are before that. Before this Gemara, there's all the other Gemaras that say that pigul only helps if kovu kol matirov. Didn't remember that from Kachim? That means everything else was done correctly. The shechita was done correct, and the zrika, and the halacha, and the kabbalah, everything else was done correct. And the only thing that's the problem is the pigul, then this pigul is karis on the meat. But if you have a wrong machshava doing one of the other avodas, we learn from the pasuk that it's lo yechashev. Then pigul doesn't take effect. That's throughout kachin. No, not because of the basar, because that is lo yechashev. Machshava is mitziya zumizu. Another machshava can get rid of the problem of pigul. How does it get rid of the problem of pigul? Because it's no good anyway. So Tosfos asks the question, every other machshava you're going to have is going to make it possible. The basar is not going to be good anyway. She had it from this pasuk. That's his question. That's a question. Question number two he asked, Tosfos, it's not true. I'll find you a case where the buster is no good and it's still pigul. Which case? By Oikash, the master's way, Bekam and Nochas, Divray, Mishraim, Shechosu, Ben Kmiti, Laktora, Makta, Kaimetzaleim. You learned this in Menachas, learned a few weeks ago. That what? That if you have Shiraim, you took your Kaimetz, and part of the Mincha is left over, and part of it gets lost, gets dropped on the ground. You lost part of the shirayim. So halacha is, once you load part of the shirayim, then you can't eat the carbon anymore. But the kaimetz, which you're going to burn, which is like zrika, you can still have machshavas pigul. So Tosfos says, you see, clearly Gemara says not like that. That even if the basar, i.e. the mincha, cannot be eaten anyway, because it's chaschu shirayim, but nevertheless, pigul works. That's Tosfos' kasha. Void kasha, l'rava d'masim, sovei kam l'mnoches, divrei m'shirayim shechoschu, ben kmitz la'aktore, makir kaimetz aleen, v'kaimelon, doisin shirayim, asurim b'achile, u'mahanyin l'hu aktore, l'mikbeinu b'pigul, u'lafukim midim mila. Question number two. Let's say two questions, Tosfos. A third question Tosfos asks on the bottom is, the Gemara says, Eladova achi gormle, which more learns from a pasuk that only if pigul causes you not to be able to eat the meat, but if something else, then we say not. Correct? Eladova achi gormle not. V'ikshe Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim asks, by the way, who is this Reb Chaim? Is this the same Reb Chaim from going to Eretz Yisrael, that it rode to Eretz Yisrael and not safe? Is that the same Reb Chaim? Right? There was one Reb Chaim in Teishas, in Ksuvas. Isn't that Rabbeinu Chaim? I think that's Rabbeinu
Chaim.
That's Reb Chaim Cohen, maybe. It could be. I never saw Reb Chaim in Teishas. V'ikshe Reb Chaim says, Midi Dove Acher Ksiv. Does it say then, Dove Acher? Kiram Bava Kama. The Gemara says a question, if somebody in Bava Kama, somebody who is a Zav, right? So Zav is Tomei anyway. So the Gemara says, that if a Zav has an emission, carry, so the Gemara says that carry is also Metame B'Masa. You touch it, then you also carry it, you also become Tomei. So the Gemara says, Mi shekeri yoy goram loy, another Gemara says no. According to one man, the Gemara says over there that this Zav who has an emission of carry, such a carry is not metame b'masa. Why? Because only if the carry is garam loy for him to become tame. But this person is tame anyway because of Zav, and therefore tumasay alav, and therefore it's something else that causes it to become tame, and therefore this carry is not going to be metame b'masa. So the Gemara asks the question, over there, wait a second, midi davache garam loy, tani, does it say in the Torah, only this and not davache? So Tais asks a question, why don't we ask the same question over here? Does it say in the Torah, only pigol and not davache? Tais says, on the language of the Gemara, why the Gemara is not consistent, and just like over there, it says, well, you tell me, then only if it's through the carry, that's when you become Tomei, but not Davachel. And then Gemara say a question, wait a second, does it say over there Davachel in the Torah? Why does Gemara say the same question over here? You tell me only something which Pigul causes the meat to be no good, but not something else. Well, the Gemara should say, well, does it say in the Torah Davachel, not Davachel? That says a question. Question in the language of the Gemara. So three questions. One is on Rashi, and the three questions of Tosfos.
What about the
Pasuk? It doesn't say midi Davachel Tomei. I know, but the Gemara has the same drush over there in Bava Kama, and there the Gemara says, well, does it say in the Torah, not Dova Acher? Yes. Place Kash is, why does the Gemara over here ask the same question like Gemara in Bava Kama? Does it say in the Torah, Dova Acher, mid Dova Acher? That's all Tais has question. Okay. Comes along to Bishrav, and he says something very poshet, and maybe even, it's so poshet, like what's the whole thing? But it's nice, puts everything together. Says Bishrav like this. He says that, oh, there's something else. There is one more question, a Tosefta. The Tosefta says the following. The Tosefta says, number two on the sheet, Lizreik Damei Lemacho, Oy Mikzaz Damei Lemacho, if a person has a Kavona to make the Zrikas Dam tomorrow, or part of Zrikas Dam tomorrow, Lahakdirei Murab Lemacho, Oy Kizayis Mei Murab Lemacho, Lecho B'Sar Lemacho, Oy Kizayis B'Sar Lemacho, Pigo B'Chevin Lav Koris. Somebody shechts the Pesach. If you have kavana, when you shecht it, that not you're going to throw the dam tomorrow, but areilim utmeim, people who cannot do that, kahanim who areilim utmeim, they're going to throw the dam tomorrow. So pigul v'chayovin elav kares, which clearly says that if you have kavana at the time of the shechita, to do what? That other people are going to be zoyrek the dam tomorrow, pigul, but areilim utmeim, it's still called pigul, the chayavan elav kares. Asks the Karen Ura, so why then, in our Gemara, when you have a machshava to throw tomorrow, shaloylim koimoi, we say no! That's not pigul anymore. Why is it not pigul? Because if Dover Ach, it causes the meat not to be eaten. If an Orel or a Tomei throws the dam tomorrow, it's also the meat cannot be eaten because if an Orel or a Tomei touched it, and they're the ones who make the Zrikas dam. So why over there don't we say the same Svara like we say over here? That's the question of the Karen Ura.
Maybe it's a little bit different between.
What's the difference? Which case?
The case where we're dealing with Arelim.
What do you mean? Arelim Tumeim, the meat cannot be eaten. I got it. So therefore what?
So therefore, we, according to what we were saying before, pigul has to be twice the avoidance, and the avoidance is still be done. It's not absolute in the din of the avoidance. It's still going to be done in the place of pigul.
You understand what he's saying? Yeah.
No.
Seth, you understand what he's saying? No. I hear what you're saying. Got to be more... What are we defining over here? Okay, let's see. There's one answer that answers everything, by the way. One answer, and it's, maybe that's what you're saying, maybe it's Pashup Shat. That's what, there's four pages in the Grizz on this. So he said like this. He starts off in a different piece. He starts off like this. In order to understand what the psul of Shalaylim Kaimai is, Zvika Shalaylim Kaimai, so he starts off in a different piece, the following. He says, what's the reason why when you make a zrika, you can eat the meat? What's the pshat? What's the reason when you make a zrika's dam, you finish everything, then the halach is, the boss is mutar b'achila. There's two things happen once you finish the zrika. Number one, the boss is mutar b'achila, and number two, it's yatsa midei me'ila. Right? You can burn the emurim, and it's yatsa midei me'ila. It's no more kachay Hashem. It's no more kachay Hashem, because you finished everything. What? Goes together. Pashta goes together. Since yatsa midei me'ila, correct. Correct, right, that's part of it, correct. But Chaim won't say the difference between the two, but okay, fine. He says, this is din kachi Hashem, fine. But Pasha's halacha is that this clear, that when you finish the zrika, then you can eat the basar. Now, no mamila, you can eat the basar. So the Brisker Rav says, it's not pshat that we all learn, simple pshat is, that once you finish the dalad avaydas, so all the avaydas and the carbon were done, it's no more kachi Hashem. You finished everything already. And now go ahead and partake of the thing. That's one way of learning. Says Viskarov, don't really see the difference, but he says, the pshat is that, it's not pshat like that. Rather, pshat is that the zrika is a matir to the basar. That means, the zrika, A, gives the kapara to the bailim, and then the zrika also gives a heter achila to the basar. That's what zrika does. In other words, yizrika is not pshat that the zrika finishes, the carbon is done, now I can eat the basar. No, there's a direct correlation between the zrika sadam and the heter habasar. He brings the right... No, but specifically the zrika...
But if I did the zrika, but I didn't do one of the other...
Correct, enuchanami. So I guess the zrika, since the zrika at the end of everything... No, but it's not. If the zrika at the end of everything, that's matir the basar. After everything, right? Then the zrika is matir the basar. He brings a raya from Rashi. Turn to the first page. Go through it slowly. We'll see it. First page. He said like this: when the Gemara says, "Omashmul pasul baso avabaylen miskapu my time at amakor vani nesatul lechem alazberg lechaper kivus yon alazberg miskapu baylen." Says Rashi, Yochi Bosanami Omako, Lechaper, Lechapor, Nesativ, Veloyle Dovache. Says Rashi, Hikshesi Komukemet Bechshovin, Veloyle Dovache. What does that mean? Shethe Zrike Chashuva, Lahate Bo Boso. The Zrike who the Sharila, Dixiv, Vidam, Zevocheche Yishofech, Vahoda Vaboso Teichal. The Briskov says, why is Rashi going this whole Arichas? What is he saying over here? He says, Rashi's telling me that generally speaking, the zrika is matir the basar. Top shot, I finish everything. The carbon is done. Now I can partake. It's no more kachi Hashem. No. The zrika is a direct matir to the basar. And therefore, a zrika shalai bim kaimai is a different form of zrika. It's a zrika that does the kapara, lichapora nesativ, v'loy ledavacha. Which means, here you have a zrika that gives the kapara, but it doesn't have, it's a different type of zrika, a zrika that does the kapara, but a zrika that's not matir the basar. That's what the chiddush in lechapora nesativ. Lechapora nesativ means that the zrika snapshot that there's something missing in the carbon. It's not a zrika for the basar. It's a zrika for kapara, and it doesn't do the second component of being matir the basar. That's the reason why zrika shleim koimoi is not for the basar. Because the zrika shleim kaimai is lechapora nesativ v'leledav acher, which means the zrika is matir the carbon, but this zrika shleim kaimai will not be matir the basar. That's the concept of Ezrika Shleim Koimoi. He says even more than that. Ezrika Shleim Koimoi is not Mater de Emurim either. In other words, it can only do Kapara. It cannot be Mater de Basar to be eaten. It cannot allow you to do Haftarah Emurim. It's Zrika Lechapara and nothing else. It's a different form of Zrika. It's a Zrika which only does Kapara and doesn't do all the other components of Zrika. Usually Zrika is Mater de Basar, does Haftarah Emurim. This Zrika only does Kapara, doesn't do anything else. That's the pshat in a Zrika Shleim Koimoi. Is that Dover Poshet? Maybe, maybe not. But that's the way he explains it. Look at number... Yes, yes. And he's saying a bigger chiddush. I think the chiddush what he's saying over here is that the Torah is mechadish to you that you have two types of zrika. You can have a regular zrika, that's a full-blown, powerful zrika, that does kapara, does matir de basar, does akhtoris emurim. And then the Torah says over here, lechapora nesativ ledavache means... that this Zrika, Shalayim Kaimai, is a lesser form of Zrika. It's a Zrika that can only do half the job. It can only do Kapara, and nothing else it can do. That's the way he explains Pshat in this concept in Zrika Shalayim Kaimai. Looking over here, number 3, on the third page. Omer Shmuel, Pasul Basa, Vayim Skapu, Lechapara, Nesatif, Upeir Rashi, Lechapara, V'loy L'dava Acher, what does that mean? V'zeh L'shoymei, V'loy L'dava Acher, Sh'tei Zrika Chashuv V'lahatu B'Bosor, D'Zriku D'Shari Lo, D'Chsiv V'Dam Shrech Yishofech V'od HaBosor. The Kavonot Rashi V'zeh, the Maisi Akro V'Dam Shrech Yishofech V'od HaBosor Teichal, Loima, to tell us, the Hod Mutu B'chol Mokim Lechol HaBosor, every time you allow to eat the meat, Ein Zedin, D'Chiv and Akob and Kosher, V'Zriku Ha'ilo L'chapore, V'Mel HaBosor Mutu Lechol. Doesn't mean that. The carbon is good. Everything was done, now you can eat the meat. Ela kemoida hazrika me'eles lechapora, kein gam hazrika me'eles lehatez abasa lachila. Vizrika shalevim kremo, nei da hazrika la be'etzma kobim, da kipel, aval gabi abaso, loim mikri zrika. Which means, it was regarding the meat, there was no zrika done. Umishumachi asa bachila. Why is the meat asa bachila? Because there was never a zrika done on the meat. The zrika was only done lechapara. It was not done on the meat. That's why the meat also bachila. It never had a zrika. The meat never had a zrika. Usually zrika is on the meat. Here it doesn't go on the meat. Vazem maisi akron. This the pasuk tells me that bosa toicha loymal the boy ala bosa latiroi bezrika miuchedes v'shleivim koymoi loy mikri zrika legabe abasa. Right? Then he wants to bring another riot and not an akhtar semurim. Also not. That's a separate thing. I'm not going to go there. Okay. What? This is... correct. Shalayim Kaima. Zrika Shalayim Kaima. Oh. Correct, correct. On the Mizbeach. Which means, it's a... in other words, it's not pshat that it was done and now the Basamut Mechilin. No. That it's called Zrika Shalayim Kaima. It means, Legabe HaBasar, there was no Zrika done. Says the Briskerov, according to this, he says already in the Sefer, there's no Kasha from the Tosefta. Why? Because Zrikas, let's read inside, 5. Kaimel
HaMizvachim. Wait,
we didn't get to it yet. Wait, slow down. Let's read inside. Kaimel HaMizvachim, Daf Chazayin, Dim Choshev, Machshav, Zchut, Zmano, Zrika, Shleim, Koimo, Koenim, Chishev, Litens, Nitzan, Lamat, Lamal, Chut, Zmano, Eino, Nasa, Pigol. Yafil, Osim, Mikod, Zrika, Loi, Shai, Bosh, Vachila, Lamais, Lili, Pigol, right? We said that if you have a Zrika, Shleim, Koimo, so then the meat is anyway forbidden to be eaten, because this, by the way, if I make, classic case, where I make a Machshav, a Zrika, I make a Machshav, Shchita, right? With a Zrika, Pigol, Shleim, Koimo. So does that mean pigul or not? Why not? So, but I didn't do the mekayim yet because this pigul was only in other words, right. In other words, the only time we say that a machsheves pigul is a problem is also is if the machsheves pigul caused me not to be able to eat the meat. But here, where the machshava was to do shleim kaimai, something else caused the meat not to be eaten. Correct. So yes, that's what Gemara says over there. Uvechoshav, however, nevertheless, uvechoshav al zrika psula, kan shizriku arele mutmeim, tayin lehi b'sefter, pigol chelon lab koris. Which means, if I have a machshava in order to make a zrika tomorrow, but an orel and a tomei should do it, also you cannot eat the meat, then we say it's okay. What's the difference? That's pigle. Why is this not pigle? Right? Are you following me? Rabbi Iskowitz, you follow me? In other words, he asked a simple question. Our Gemara says, forget about the case where it's the first or second. The classic case where I make a shchita in order to make a zrika shalaylim kaimai, chutzis manai, and shalaylim kaimai. So we said, that pigle is caused, or machshavas, but that pigle is caused, not just the pigle caused the meat to be not to be eaten, but the machshavas shalaylim kaimai also caused the meat not to be eaten. So I want to passel the meat through the pigle, but it's already passel through the shalaylim kaimai, and it's not good. She asked the question, so why when I have a machshavas pigle done by Orel Otomei, also the meat cannot be eaten through my machshava of Orel Otomei. So why does it just have to say that's pigle? Clear sphere, that's his question. She says very simple. When a zrika shalaybim kaima, kol ika zrika didei eina ela lechapoa bevat. What he said before. That by zrika shalaybim kaima, it means it's a different type of zrika. It's a zrika that doesn't go on the basar, only goes in kapara. Da teira chilkesa beikar dina mishah zrikas. The Torah is separated from all the other zrikas. Lichapor nesativ v'lo davar acher kibzashinon. Lichapor nesativ v'lo ele davar acher. V'zehu di alfina mikra dimim ochel yochel. Which means, in other words, let's go now a step further. So the Gemara says clearly that a zrika shleim kaimoi is only a zrika on kapara, not a zrika on the meat. Correct? The first Gemara. Now when the second Gemara says that pigul doesn't work, if it's meat is anyway forbidden, it's not a halacha on the pigul, that pigul doesn't work if the meat cannot be eaten. No. It's a halacha to exclude that type of zrika. Pigul only works with a real zrika, but a zrika which is only the chapara, pigle is not going to work on. It's not a tour in pigle doesn't work if the meat is already forbidden, like we learned simply pshat. Rather, the zrika, which we said is only the kapara, that zrika doesn't work for pigle. But that's the chiddush over here is that, read what it says. One second. Yes, he does. We read by the second line. Vizel di alfine mikra. So again, number one, we said the first pasuk tells me that a zrika shalaylim kaimai is a different type of zrika. It's a zrika just on the basar. It's not on the basar.
The actual
zrika. Right, the actual zrika is not.
What's
Now, v'zeh di alfi de mikra, divim ochel yochel, what does that mean, the second pasuk? Di le'inyan pigol, in order to make something pigol, being on dafke zrika kihai, she'teira zrika bo, gam le'inyan het basar. It doesn't, in other words, what the Chiddush of Pigle tells me is not that if you have to be able to eat the meat or not able to eat the meat. No. It's a tour in what type of Zrika is Pigle. So the Pasuk tells me Pigle only applies by a full-fledged Zrika, not a Zrika that's only Matzah the Kapara, not the Basar. It's a tour in the Zrika. Ava Zrika shirak lechapor bevad, eina zevach mispagel al yoda. Very simple. In other words, the second pasuk that tells me v'im ochel yochel is telling me pigle only applies by a zrika that's going to be matzah the basar. A zrika that's not matzah the basar, that's not part of pigle. It's not a tour in being able to eat the meat or not. V'im ochel yochel, could I eat the meat or not eat the meat? No, it's a concept that pigle only applies on certain zrikas. On which zrika does pigle apply? V'im ochel yochel, something shariya v'achila. A zrika that can potentially make meat okay, that's what pigle applies on. Pigle with a in-between zrika is not going to work.
Zrika by a czar is even worse. Not only does it not matter the meat, there's no kapara either.
No, so he says, by an orel and a tomei, he says, forget when I eat the meat. You're right, you cannot eat the meat. But is it a different type of zrika? It is zrika only the kapara? It's the same zrika. It's the same zrika. But I know it doesn't have to come. It's the same. No, but excuse me. This is a zrika lechapara. But it's not. It's a weaker type of zrika. It's a zrika only lechapara and not for matzah habasar. A zrika done by an oral and a tomei. So it doesn't work, but it's a regular zrika. Pigle works on such a zrika.
Why is it a regular zrika?
Because he throws it on the mizbeach.
But it's an inferior zrika because of who's doing it.
Doesn't make a difference. there's nothing wrong in the actual zrika. Read what he says. Aber zrika shirak lechapora bevad ein azeh mispag al yode. Ma sheinkem bezrika sareilim utmeim hazrika atzmo beatzmuso hikechol zrika zalme. Ela dehenu materes bosa mishum psula dido shenasim psula avoida. V'zelon is ma'ed mikra v'im ochel te'ochel. In other words, the pasuk that tells me. It's only Shlem Kaibar. Exactly. Exactly his point. The pasuk that tells me, the second pasuk that says, Vim Ochel Yochel, is telling me a mute pigul only helps by a correct zrika, not a half baked zrika, which is only the kapara and not the davar, not the basa. I'm saying it wrong?
It's the other way. It's only a zrika that Shalobin Koma has this special deal.
That such a pigle does not work. Correct. 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 But correct. But it wasn't lacking. It wasn't lacking. But it wasn't lacking in the type of zrika. It wasn't lacking because that's the wait. The first 1 second. Wait. The first part of the Gemara. Wait. Slow down. But the first part of the Gemara in Chavava Medbeis tells me that, by the way, I'm introducing a new type of zrika. This is zrika that's. Shalom Kaim, what does that mean? It's a weakened Zrika. Why is it a weakened Zrika? It's only the Chapara and for nothing else. Now.
But if I do a Zrika, it would have been a Mashah, but that's a weakened Zrika.
I understand. No, it's not. Yes, the same Zrika. It doesn't work. It's a Psul. Got it.
So it's only one kind of Zrika.
Correct. That weakened Zrika, which is, the Torah tells us, the Chapara v'lele dav acher. Exactly. The Chapara. That's what they say. Kachim, risk is all Xeris Akasif. Lechapora v'leda davache. That's what it means. Lechapora v'leda davache. Such a zrika doesn't work. That's chapora v'leda davache type of zrika. When the Gemara in Amud Bey says, pigul is only something where the meat can be eaten, it's not that the meat has to be factually be eaten. No! It's what type of zrika are we including or are we excluding? Something which is that zrika, which is leda davache, that's not included in pigul. Only on that is the Xeris Akasif. Why? Because that's a different type of zrika. That's why he says, that's how Biskuo explains by Ray Lim's name.
Why? Because it's
a Xeris Akasif. Fine. So now he says, so I don't understand what Tesis Kasha is even. Tesis Kasha. Machshava is Matsia Zumi Zum. Right? That we need a special pasuk to tell me that if I do something else, then the meat can't be eaten anyway. So what's the problem? There was only a mute on a bad type of zrika. What type of zrika? Which was a non-dava'ache type of zrika. Something which is not mate the basa. But everything else, if it's a good zrika, why not? That's part of pigul. You need a new pasuk to tell me, machshava is matzia zumizu. Or by Shiraim. Let's read inside. He says over here. Number six. Yes.
Yeah, there's a reason why Tosfos had this question.
I understand. Tosfos does not learn like that. Yeah. Tosfos learns poshet. Tosfos learns you have to be able to eat the meat. Why?
We don't understand the answer?
No, that it's
very good. I still, again, doesn't bridge between the actual Zrika and Machshava Zrika.
We're going to get that, the last part. That's the last part. 1 second. So you don't have to go to Tyson.
No, I understand the Philip,
but it's
very...
Why? It's such a brisker type of answer. But that's the Pasuk. That's the whole Gemara.
That Pasuk applies to this.
Yes.
So without that Pasuk, then what? Then it would have been Pigle.
Of course. What? Because without knowing,
why would you think it'd be pig on such a
zrika? What? Because why not? It's a kosher. I'll tell you why. Because it's a kosher carbon.
Okay, but you can't eat it.
So what if you can't eat it? Without knowing, so until you learn push up side, you learned. Well, if I can't eat it, so there's a special meal. So this one, no, it's not pshat. There's a special meal because I can't eat it. Pshat is what type of zrika is excluded? Pigul is only by full fledged zrikas. Zrikas which are, I don't want to say half-baked, not half-baked, zrikas which are ba'atzmusa, lacking in something, they can only do so much, even in the best possible state, they can only do so much, that's, such zrikas are not including pigul. That's all the pasuk says, v'im achel yachel. Which is only shleim kaimo. But that's nothing wrong with the zrika itself.
Well, yeah, it is.
No, it's not. You did it wrong, Machshava, so that's something else that possibly.
If I do anything, Shalom Lishma, it's inferior.
I know, but I understand that, but it's not, yeah, Shalom Kaimer, because that's, the only one which the Pasuk says before, Lechapora v'leila dava acher, that's it. The one that fits the category, Lechapora v'leila dava acher. So then, you don't want to see how he does answer the Kash and Tysus? Let's go back to number 60, the last part. V'zeu bir, Yossi, you following me, what he's saying? Makes sense, right? No? For you, dava pashi, this is what you meant all along. Right, this is what you meant, somewhat. V'zeu abir v'div Rashi shekotav mino upirish. Let's read what he says. Da'akra ma'iri de'mechashev ve'esas rika shaloi b'mkoymoi v'lom nizeh machshov b'shash chita la'asas rika shaloi b'mkoymoi v'pagil v'kshinu alinshka machshov v'la'asas achilim z'beach. Okay, we're here. B'tzoch lo'imar. Oh, 1 second. So the Rashi mafarish the hodein comes back with zrika shloim mekaymoi. Oh, mitzoch leimer. The Rashi mafarish the hodein is the third line. The hodein akorben mispagel bezrika shloim mekaymoi hu mishum de loy mikroi zriki al akorben. Dari be'alnu dala boser chasel be'etzem ma'isa zrika. Ve'ein zirak tnai lisa pigol rak de'ein kam ma'isa zrika al boser. Which means when I have such a machshava, it's not a machshava on the basar. That's the reason why, right? It's not because the meat becomes no good. It's because such a machshava's zvika shalevim kaimai is not called a machshava on the meat of the carbon. Lacking lechapor v'ladav achir. So if such a machshava is not a machshava on the basar. So when I have such a machshava at the time of my pigul, the first time, lemachar shalevim kaimai, it's not on the basar. So if it's not on the basar, that's not part of pigul. It cannot be part of pigul. Even if you hold shalevim kaimis kim kaimadami, even if you hold shalevim kaimis kim kaimadami, and it's a good carbon, but my original machshava, right? What's halacha? The halacha is that if I have two pigles in a row, I'm okay. But if I don't have two pigles in a row, the first one is a bad machshava that cannot be part of pigul, and the second one is pigul, then the second one is also not pigul. That's halacha we say. So the Gemara's raya is, for my first machshava is on a shaloi bim kaimai type of zrika, then that's a zrika which is not matir the basar. It's not matir the basar, such a zrika. Such a zrika doesn't go on the basar at all. If it doesn't go on the basar, it's excluded from pigul. If it's excluded from pigul, so then the second one cannot be pigul anymore. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Very simple. Seth, you're following what he's saying? No, you disagree with it.
No, it's two
gzeres akosif.
No, the distinction between all and tummy, you think it goes on the buzzer and it goes to
the it's a regular zrika. It's not on the buzzer. The only one that's not on the buzzer is zrika shalim kaimer. That the Gemara learns. Lechapora v'ladav achir. Everything else, it's a regular zrika that's meant to go on the bus. It's not doing anything.
Yeah. It has to relate to that zrika falls out of the area of pickle.
Correct. And therefore, that answers the first kashan Rashi also. The first question, what's the first case? The first case is, we had a question, the Gemara said the question, the Gemara says that if the first one is, what do they do the first one? Shchita with a machshava tomorrow, shalaylim kaimai. Correct? And then he did a regular pickle the second time. So Gemara says, the second time pigle is not pigle. Why not? Because the first one made it already possible. So you say, what do you mean the first one made it possible? If Shalom Kim Kaima Dami, so why the first one make it possible? So we said, because the first one doesn't not matter the basa bachila. Why? Because it's awesome because of Shalom Kaima. Even though it's a good bachshava, even though it's a good carbon, but it's not matter the basa bachila. So we say, what do you mean? The bus is muta bachila anyway. Bus not also bachila. You never had such a thing. You just had a bachshava. The answer is, because your first machshava which you had, the wrong machshava on Shalevim, tomorrow Shalevim Kaimai, right? Tomorrow Shalevim Kaimai, by definition, cannot be pigul. Because it's the weakened machshava, it's machshava Shalevim Kaimai. See, if that cannot be pigul, correct? If that cannot be pigul, then what's every time the halacha, if I have a machshava Shalevim Shema, and then a machshava is pigul, what's the halacha? It's not pigul. Same thing over here. First one is not a pigul. It's no good. Second one is pigul. That can make it pigul. The first one is no good. The second one is pigul. Then it remains not pigul. And that's exactly what Igmar says.
So explain,
Okay.
And then if that's the case, then what, how do you make distinctions between Zolkomo or Oral Torah?
Correct, correct.
But that's not the reason. It's a SIBA, meaning the fact that what he's saying, that this Rika is not even going on
the meat at all.
So it's not a SIBA, well, the fact that I came to meat, so it must be X, Y, and Z. No, no. This is a different type of Rika that doesn't even go on the meat.
Correct.
So you can't show this is right. So it's a unique halakha.
It's a special type of zrika that doesn't go on the meat. Correct, correct. It's zrika that doesn't go on the meat. And that's excluded in the following question.
It also doesn't match the meat.
But I know, but it goes in the meat. It's a regular zrika that happens, doesn't work, but it's a regular zrika. And when the pasuk says, that's the idea, when the pasuk says, the main thing is when the pasuk says, v'machol yachol pigul le'yrotze, has to be mate bachila, it's not that the meat has to be okay until you get to the pigul. It means that pigul only works if it's a zrika which goes on the meat. And zrika that doesn't go on the meat is not part of pigul. That's all it's telling me.
Why does the first one again trigger? In other words, you say tomorrow, which is with Lukman, so that's a totally legitimate pigul. Why doesn't that hit before the Lulim Kaimai hits?
But it does, but if you machshav is to do that Shalaybim Kaimai, then that's already excluded from pigul. But Shalaybim Kaimai. No, the question is why the second one that I did, the next avodah shleim pigul, why do we say, what do you mean? The first one, ishleim kaimikim kaimedami, it should be okay. The second one should become pigul, because the first one was a good machshava. Sigmar says, because the first one was no good. So you say, what do you mean first no good? The meat didn't become asa. The answer is, because the first one is a machshava psula without being pigul. Now that's what you're asking?
No, that I got.
Okay, so what are you asking? No, because it's not no asset. That's not the svara. The svara is not no asset factor passing the basar. Ultimate upshot. No. Pigul only helps on a machsheves chutz manoi, on a zrika, on a full zrika, a fake zrika. Pigul is not going to help. This is a fake zrika. Shleim koymoi is not a zrika lechapara. That's not a real zrika. So pigul is not going to help you in that. So what is your problem? I want to know. Correct.
You're having a zrika that's
chutzlozman. On the mizbeach.
On the mizbeach.
Correct.
But then you put in a second factor of chutzlozman now.
What do you mean?
Because you're having two, this chutzlozman.
No, but what are you doing? What's your zrika? When you're doing chutzlozman, what are you doing chutzlozman? Are you walking around chutzlozman? Okay. You make a zrika for chutzlozman, correct?
No, you're saying that he's defining the chutzlozman.
Isn't that every pigle?
No.
Every pigle. What am I doing chutz manoi?
I'm doing on the right on your dialect that when I'm supposed to do it, I'm doing it on his back on Tesla.
So that I'm doing a zrika chutz manoi. If I'm not doing a zrika chutz manoi, I'm doing a shloilim kaima zrika chutz manoi.
Okay, so that's what you're saying, that the chutz manoi is defining my
chutz. Correct. That's what defines my chutz man. I'm such a. Right. Exactly. That's what the pasuk tells me. The pasuk tells me that a pigul only works on that type of zrika, and not on that type of zrika. A zrika lechapara v'lodav acher, pigul is never going to work on that. That's a new understanding tomorrow. By the way, if you ask me, looking back at it now, I think it's very glat. It makes much more sense. What? It has a special new halacha, a side issue, that meat has to be able to be eaten only by...
From the
drug on the pasuk. Correct. That's where you learn pasuk.
No, it makes sense that it should be general halacha because the whole issue of pigul is eating it, right? But if you eat it, got it.
Okay. But don't you see that's a side issue? Rather than saying let's go to the issue itself, let's define which pigul. I hear, or maybe not say like that's all about the machshava. Let's define the pigul. What pigul? If it's that type of zrika. Got it. Okay. So he says, before we get to eating, let's define the machsheves tzul. That's what he's trying to do. You understand? The side of it? I think it's very... Listen, I like it.
If you
can't get more brisk than this. I mean, this is as... Yes. You did it in a different one? That's not pigul.
Right.
No. I mean, you did an iser. What's halach if you did something? You had a machshava and then you went and you ate it chutz zman. Noiser, you chayev karis because of noiser. If you did a zrika, let's say you're maniach until tomorrow. What?
There's no kapara either.
Correct. What happens if you? Whoops. What happens if you? If you wait till tomorrow, you have no machshava and you wait till tomorrow in order to sprinkle it. Are you chayev anything? If you make a zrika the next day,
and then you eat it, then you're chayev.
What do you chayev? It's not karis.
Yeah, well, right. If you never did a proper zrika and you eat the karma.
Let's say you waited till with mila, right? What is it? You didn't do it. Let's say you waited till tomorrow to do a zrika. And that's his question. That's not pigul. It's mila. So it's also karis. Yeah, Arya, what's your question? I did all the machshavas correct. I did everything right, and then I just waited for this zrika till tomorrow. If I did a zrika the next day,
not a kosher carbon.
Of course, he says it's mila. Is it mila for doing what?
Because you never mastered the meat.
Oh, if you eat the meat, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you eat the meat. Yeah. Correct. That's mila. It's not pigul. It's mila.
That's certainly no kapara.
No.
You never did the carbon.
Correct. That's a side issue. Anyway, that's the two ways to learn. Can't figure it. Look the Gemara again, harp on it, and that's what they do in Brisk. That is a new way of understanding the Gemara, and that's...
Because there's no
That's...